迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike。 杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天咱们要来体验一下刺激的赛车比赛。
You aren't having fun? Daphne, car racing is the most popular sport in America.
聊聊继续深造学习。
I'm thinking I should get a nursing degree. All the career guidance websites say nursing is a field that's definitely growing.
还要告诉你怎么说飞速完成。
Yeah, considering the currently poor economic environment,Further education is definitely a hot topic these days. A lot of people are going back to school since they got laid off of work.
对呀、啊，不过回去上学也不错，充充电，整装待发嘛。不过现在咱们也来充电，赶快先来进入第一个单元 ，Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
noteworthy.Noteworthy is spelled N-O-T-E-W-O-R-T-H-Y. Noteworthy.
Noteworthy 意思是值得注意的，值得引起重视的。雅虎公司宣布，年仅37岁的麦耶将担任雅虎公司首席执行官。
Her selection is noteworthy both because she is one of only a few women CEOs in the tech world and because she is expecting her first child.
他的任命引起了外界的极大关注，不光是因为他是高科技业界为数不多的女性首席执行官之一，而且也因为他正怀着自己的第一个孩子。
The results of a new study are noteworthy for the fact that online donors jumped nearly 60% compared to 2 years ago.
最新研究显示，在网上捐钱的人数增加了近60%，这一研究结果值得引起人们的重视。好的。今天我们学习的词是
noteworthy, noteworthy, noteworthy.
So, Younglin, did you do anything noteworthy over the weekend?
让我想想。Oh, 对了对了 I hiked for 6 miles.
What? That's not noteworthy. That's a piece of cake. I run 6 miles every single day.
But I was fast and furious, just like a professional hiker.
Why do I find that hard to believe? I mean, the only time I can imagine you being fast and furious is when you go shopping.
At least I'm not fast and furious at eating, unlike someone I know. 好了好了，不跟你斗嘴。刚才我们都用到了一个词儿 fast and furious. 赶快带着听众朋友去听听这个习惯用语的用法吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第981讲，我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus。
隔了一个长周末去上班，我发现办公室对面一座20层的大楼好像一夜之间忽然消失了。老板告诉我，一个爆破小组在几天之内完成了全部的爆破、清扫和整理工作。这也让我想到了一句习惯用语，那就是
Fast and furious. Fast is spelled F-A-S-T and furious F-U-R-I-O-U-S. Fast and furious.
这个短语由两个简单的单词构成 Fast, 快速的 Furious, 愤怒的连起来 Fast and furious 意思变成了飞快的很快完成上面说到，我们办公室旁边的大楼爆破瞬间就完成了。
The demolition was fast and furious. It's as if the building just vanished overnight.
人间蒸发了。在下面的例子里，一名青少年的天资被快速挖掘出来。让我们来听听他爸爸对此怎么评价。
Ever since my son won the national math competition, requests have been coming in fast and furious. Suddenly, hundreds of kids and their parents want his advice.Interviewers are begging for his story, and colleges across the country are offering him 4-year scholarships.
这段话是说，自从我儿子赢了全国数学竞赛之后，对他的邀请就接踵而至。成百名的孩子和他们的家长都希望向他取经，记者想要采访他，而全国各地的大学也纷纷表示愿意为他提供大学4年的奖学金。
一夜成名不一定是好事。我记得以前一个谈话节目中，一个人谈到了他中彩票之后的经历。
Once his name was announced on television, attention on him was fast and furious.
自从他的名字出现在电视上之后，对他的关注就扑面而来。 他的手机永远在响，销售商向他推销各种产品和服务。最可怕的是，凡是沾得上点边的亲戚和朋友都跑来跟他借钱。所以说，什么事情都有两面性。好了，言归正传，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Ever since my son won the national math competition, requests have been coming in fast and furious. Suddenly, hundreds of kids and their parents want his advice. Interviewers are begging for his story, and colleges across the country are offering him 4-year scholarships.
上面我们讲到了 fast and furious, 飞快的。冬天的阿拉斯加向来是非常寒冷的，不过今年的严寒似乎格外严酷，让我们来听听看。
The residents in Alaska are used to bad weather in winter, but they weren't prepared for all the snow they recently got. That's because the storm moved in fast and furious. Within a few short hours, towns became overwhelmed by mountains of snow.
这段话是说，冬天的严寒天气对阿拉斯加居民来说司空见惯，但他们还是没有为最近的大雪做好充足的准备，因为这次风暴来得又快又猛，短短几个小时内，很多城镇都完全被大雪所覆盖。
我听说今年有些地方的积雪多达60英寸，还记得2年前美国首都华盛顿也经历了同样的大雪，天气预报里说要下大雪之后。
The sales at grocery stores were going fast and furious.
人们都去商店抢购商品，以储备好食物应对大雪的到来。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
The residents in Alaska are used to bad weather in winter, but they weren't prepared for all the snow they recently got. That's because the storm moved in fast and furious. Within a few short hours, towns became overwhelmed by mountains of snow.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 fast and furious， 意思是飞快的。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus，
谢谢各位的收听。
一二三，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。
This episode totally reminds me of a famous movie from when I was a teenager.It's literally called The Fast and the Furious. And of course, it's about street racing.
Street racing? Oh, 飙车吧。
Right. Street racing is just one type of car racing, though. The most popular kind of car racing in America is stock car racing.
That's interesting. 那你喜欢看赛车吗？
Not really. I mean, it's boring to watch someone drive around in circles for 6 hours.I would much rather watch college football.
同意，赛车另外啊还特别危险。这不，在今天的 Go English 里， Roger 为了报复 Daphne 要带她去赛车呢。咱们一起去听听吧。
美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目远足旅行单元的高级课程。
Daphne took Roger on a camping trip, but Roger had a terrible time because he is from the city and isn't used to being in nature.
没错， Roger 还说啊， Daphne 让他在野营时受罪，他一定要报这个仇。
Right, so today he is taking Daphne to a car race.
A car race? 赛车？赛车很精彩啊，这算什么报仇啊？
Roger, do you really find car races fun to go to? It's incredibly boring just watching the cars go around and around the track, and I can hardly breathe because of all the smoke and fumes.
You aren't having fun? Daphne, car racing is the most popular sport in America.
I hate cars. They make so much pollution, which is creating holes in the ozone layer, and the environmental problems are only getting worse with global warming.
Daphne, Cars are a part of American culture. Americans have always relied on cars instead of making do with public transportation.
看来 Daphne 非常讨厌赛车，就像 Roger 讨厌露营一样。
Right. Why doesn't Daphne like cars?
他说，汽车污染环境，伤害 ozone layer, 臭氧层。不过啊 ,Roger 说 ,Americans don't make do with public transportation. 这是什么意思呢？
When you make do with something, that means you accept it reluctantly.
Oh, make do with something 就是勉强接受某事。
Right. For example, I really wanted to see the new horror movie that just came out, but because it was sold out, I had to make do with another movie, which wasn't very good.
Roger, it's often difficult to see how your lifestyle impacts the world.But we need to prevent pollution by driving cars less and investing in renewable energy.
Why do you like the environment so much? It's full of mosquitoes that want to bite you and bears that want to eat you.
If you're not nice to nature, nature won't be nice to you. If the polar ice caps melt, ocean levels will rise and flood the coastal cities.
Oh, Daphne, that isn't going to happen. You watch too many movies.
哎，我还真想知道这 Daphne 和 Roger 是怎么成朋友的，这两个人的看法相差十万八千里呢。 Daphne 说人们应该尽量少开车，而且啊，应该开发 renewable energy 可再生能源。
Right, but what does Roger say?
Roger 啊，却觉得什么极地冰棺融化、海水淹没城市啊，都是吓唬人的。他说这些事情根本不会发生， Daphne 是电影看多了瞎操心。
Roger, most scientists agree that global warming is real, and evidence shows that the polar ice caps have been melting.
Well, what do you want me to do about it? I'm just one person. What can I do to make a difference?
Well, to start, you could buy more energy-efficient appliances. You could also think about buying an electric or hybrid car.
But I don't have the money for all that.
Daphne 说, Roger 应该从我做起。保护环境，所以要买 more energy efficient appliances, 能源利用率更高的电器。Professor Bowman, Daphne 的话让我想起，我应该把电脑关了，不写作业了，这样我也可以为环保出力啊。
Nice try, Winnie.
All right, Daphne, you've convinced me I need to do more for the environment. I'm going to stop washing my clothes in the laundry machine to save electricity and stop taking showers to save water.
What?Roger, there's no need to go crazy, you know.
But Daphne, I have to do my part to save the environment. I'm going to recycle my dirty socks and wear them over and over again.
Roger, in that case, the disgusting gases given off by your body are going to make a bigger hole in the ozone layer than all the cars in the world combined.
Roger 说啊，为了节约能源，他决定不洗衣服，不洗澡了，而且啊，还要 recycle his dirty socks.把脏袜子一穿再穿呢。
Sounds like a good plan. It's nice that he is doing his part.
啊，您别开玩笑了。如果 Roger 啊真这么做，只会更加污染环境呢。就像 Daphne 说的那样 ，Roger 身上发出的臭气啊，会让臭氧层的空洞变更大的。各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。
就像 Roger 讨厌野营一样 ，Daphne 特别讨厌赛车。他觉得赛车不仅无聊，而且伤害 ozone layer 臭氧层。Daphne 觉得人们应该少开车，开发 renewable energy 可再生能源，而且要多买 more energy efficient appliances 能源利用率更高的电器。
I agree with Daphne. If you're not nice to nature, nature won't be nice to you.Plus, using energy-saving appliances can save you a ton of money.
对呀、啊，我觉得吧，为了自然，咱们就应该都待在家里休息。这样嘛，也没人开车了，自然也没人污染了呀。
Now I know what your dream job is. Doing nothing and still getting paid, right?
恭喜你答对了。
Well, with so many people out of work these days, I think we should do everything we can to keep our jobs.
哎呀，对嘛对嘛，我就开个玩笑，不要那么认真嘛。 不过啊，在今天的 Business Etiquette 里 ，Jesse 就被公司炒鱿鱼了。咱们来听听他的朋友是怎么安慰他的。
礼节美语。
Paul 和 Sarah 夫妇俩和老朋友 Jesse 和 Mika 一起吃饭。
It's so good to see you guys. It's been forever.
We should try to set a monthly dinner date. We've missed you.
So what's new?
Tracy just turned 4. She's growing ridiculously fast. Seems like yesterday she was a tiny infant in my arms.
Oh, that's so sweet. Did she like the teddy bear we sent?
She loved it. She named it Pookie, and the two of them are inseparable.
两对夫妇很久不见了。
It's been forever.
So, what's new?
有什么新鲜事儿？ Jesse 和 Mika 的女儿 Tracy 刚过四岁。
She's growing ridiculously fast.
她长得太快了。Tracy 很喜欢 Paul 和 Sarah 送的泰迪熊，走到哪里都带在身边。
The two of them are inseparable.
So, how's work these days, Jesse? Times are tough, huh?
You know...You guys are such old friends. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I got laid off last month.
经济不好。
Times are tough.
Jesse 说，大家都是老朋友了，我就不拐弯抹角了。
I'm not going to beat around the bush. Beat around the bush.
是兜圈子的意思。
I got laid off.
我被裁员了。
Oh, that's awful. But we should level with you, too. The hospital cut me back to part-time.
I'm so sorry to hear that. You work such long hours. What explanation did they give?
They said they were outsourcing most of the hospital's paperwork to India. It costs like a third of what they're spending now.
Makes sense from a business perspective, but it's very unfortunate for you.
Sarah 也坦白地说，她在医院的工作从全职改成兼职了。
Level with somebody.
向某人坦白。Part-time 兼职工作，医院减少了她的工作时间是为了节省开支，把大部分文书工作 paperwork 都外包到印度去了。
So, how about you? Why did you get a pink slip?
The company is restructuring.Which in this case is a fancy word for going bankrupt.
Well, you two are some of the most resilient people I know, so what's the plan?
I'm taking more freelance writing work. I can do that from home and still watch Tracy. That way we can save on daycare.
And I'm thinking I'll go back to school and finish my master's degree. Then, when the economy picks up, I'll be much more marketable.
Mika 说自己打算多做一些自由撰稿工作。Jesse 打算回去完成硕士学位，等待市场回暖。
原来 times are tough， 经济不景气。Jesse 接到了 pink slip， 解雇通知书 ，got laid off， 被裁员了。他打算多做一些 freelance work， 自由职业工作。而且还要去 get a master's degree, 完成硕士学位来等待市场复苏。
I guess that's what people usually do when the economy is bad. That's why there are so many people in school right now.
So Mike, are you considering going back to school for a master's degree someday?
Yeah, definitely. But I want to work for a few years first to figure out what I'm really interested in and then go for a master's program.Which not only suits my interests, but will also be useful in my career.
That's smart. 我觉得真的应该先工作，再回去读硕士学位，这样你更了解自己的事业方向。这不 ，Jesse 和 Mika 就谈起了这个问题。咱们一起来听听他们怎么说。
礼节美语。
Paul 和 Sarah 夫妇俩跟老朋友。Jesse 和 Mika 一起吃饭。Jesse 刚刚失业，打算回去完成硕士学位。
But that's gonna take you at least 2 years to finish.
Actually, I can do it in 10 months by online correspondence course.
You know, distance learning. It used to be sort of dodgy, but in the last couple of years, even the big-name schools are getting in on the act.
Jesse 说, 通过网上教学。
Online correspondence course.
十个月他就能拿到硕士文凭。Mika 说, 远程教学原来好像不可靠,但是最近几年...
Even the big-name schools are getting in on the act.
就连很多名牌大学都加入了进来。
Yeah, I've done some research into online distance learning myself. I'm thinking I should get a nursing degree. All the career guidance websites say nursing is a field that's definitely growing. They say millions more qualified nurses are going to be needed over the next 20 years.
Sarah 说她正在考虑去学护理，因为
Nursing is a field that's definitely growing.
护理绝对是一个正在成长的领域。今后二十年需要数百万合格的护理人员。
But just getting by on Mika's income isn't going to be enough, no?
No, you're right. I'm going to bite the bullet and take a part-time job with Mika's dad. In tough times, pride is not a virtue.
Especially when you have a family to feed.Paul and I worry every day that his firm might get into trouble.
光靠 Mika 一个人的收入肯定不够。To get by 是勉强过日子的意思。Jesse 准备
Bite the bullet.
忍辱负重去给老丈人打工，因为
In tough times, pride is not a virtue.
困难时期，骄傲可不是什么优点。
Well, I'm not worried about you. I think you both have exactly the right attitude and have made exactly the right plans to make it through these troubles.
Yeah, I'm pretty optimistic about things.
What's that saying? Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger?
That's the one.
Let's do this again next month.
It's a date.
分手以前 ,Sarah 说 Jesse 和 Mika 一定能度过难关。
Make it through these troubles.
Paul 补充说
What's that saying?
那句话是怎么说的来着?
Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger?
杀你不死者会让你变得更强壮。类似中文里说的大难不死必有后福。Sarah 建议下个月再聚会。Jesse 说
It's a date.
一言为定。
看他们的心态多好。What doesn't kill you makes you stronger?
That's the truth.I figure after a couple more weeks of working with you, I should be strong enough to compete in the Olympics.
Yeah, you'd better be fully prepared for tons and tons of challenges. 好了，不理他了。
Fine, saves me the headache.
同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com。你还可以关注新浪微博爱说英语的牛，收听更多课程。
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
See you next time.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
Voice of America, Washington.